Welcome to Heart Compass, a podcast that's all about figuring out your own path in life and finding your love and light and being guided by your intuition through it all. Welcome and thank you so much for being here and taking the time out of your day to listen to this, and I'm really grateful that you found this. I don't know how, because this is the first episode, but if you're here, I'm really, really grateful for you, and yeah, I'm really excited to get this started. So I thought I would start this one off with a quote. I'm actually planning on always starting my episodes with a quote that has inspired me or, you know, just made me think. And I want to share this one with you. It goes like this. What you allow will continue, rain or sun, until the day you say that it's done. So do as you wish and wish as you want, as long as you know what's allowed will come. I love this one. So yeah, as I said, this is the first ever episode and I'm really excited, and I thought I would start this off with just introducing myself and like telling you who I am and why I decided to make a podcast and what this is gonna be all about. So for as long as I can remember, I've always kind of wanted more from life, and let's just say I always wanted more than the ordinary path that you're supposed to go on, like go to school for 12 years and then start studying at 20 and get a safe 9-to-5 job and get married, have kids, work, retire, and then die. And then kind of feeling like, oh my god, where did the time go? And one of my biggest fears in life is that one day when I'm 80 years old, I'm gonna be sitting there in my rocking chair and feeling like I missed out, or feeling like I did not do everything I wanted to do, or feeling like I did not live up to my fullest potential and that I let some opportunities and experiences go. And it's kind of like my motto in life, and I just want to live to the fullest and take all the gifts that the universe or God or whatever you want to call it has given me and use that to inspire other people. And yeah, that's kind of what I feel like is the message of all of this. So right now, as I said, I'm 20 years old. I'm going to be 21 in a few weeks. No, in a few days, actually. And basically, for the last 6 years of my life, I was in a relationship, and I recently broke up with my boyfriend. And I mean, it's almost been like half a year, like 6 months, but yeah, you know, time flies. And right now I'm at a point in my life where I feel like I can completely and fully be free and not be held back by anything or anyone. I recently just quit my job that I really did not enjoy at all. Basically, I graduated from school last year and then I quickly started working just to, you know, be independent. And that was a really, really big goal of mine. Like, as soon as I get out of school, I always said I want to work straight away and, you know, get my own money and kind of move out and have my own life and be completely independent. And that's what I did. And it was really amazing. And it definitely taught me a lot and made me, I feel like, grow up a little bit. But I always knew, like, from the start that that's not what I wanted to do with my life, like, work a regular 9-to-5 job. And I always knew, like, from the beginning of the job that it was not, like, fulfilling me in any way. But it was just a way for me to, you know, be independent and just move out from home. And then actually move in with my ex-boyfriend. And now I am living alone in my first own flat. completely alone and single, and I am actually loving it. And I rarely feel lonely because over the past few months, I have really learned how to be alone and be really happy and content with just my own company and not really needing anyone to be happy, because I definitely was really dependent on my ex-boyfriend. And now I kind of feel like I am in charge of my own happiness, and I can finally say that I am like not lonely when I'm alone at all. I actually feel like recently I've kind of been isolating myself from social interactions sometimes, so that's something I definitely have to work on. But I feel like if you can be happy alone, then that's like the perfect foundation to be happy in any situation. Like, that's the ultimate freedom to me, just not needing anyone or anything to be happy, and being really fulfilled in your own company. So yeah, I am at a point in my life right now where I am literally not tied to anything. Like, I'm as free as it gets. I don't have a job. I don't have a boyfriend, a girlfriend. I am really close with my mom, but like, other than her, my family is not really that involved in my life, so that's not really holding me back. Also, not like the country I'm in, definitely not holding me back. Austria is like, yeah, I really want to get away from here. So yeah, I'm basically as free as it gets. So I'm in this situation right now where I feel like I could go in absolutely any direction possible, and I have so many goals and dreams and things I want to do in my life, and now is the time to like create that reality for myself. But that thought can sometimes be really, really overwhelming. And recently, the past few weeks, I have been feeling a little lost in my own life, to be completely honest. I just felt like I was not grounded at all, and everything was just really overwhelming, and I feel like the amount of directions I could go in and paths I could go on right now really overwhelmed me and just made me feel, yeah, as I said, really lost and kind of, I don't want to say depressed because that's a strong word, but it was hard for me to get up in the morning and find motivation to do absolutely anything. And I think we all know that feeling and those days where we just spiral into that negative energy and not really feel like ourselves. And it was really hard for me because I felt like I was wasting the potential of this time in my life right now, where, as I said, I am so free and I can literally do anything. But I was struggling to get up in the morning and I was really lazy, had no motivation to do absolutely anything. And I thought to myself, like, I have to get out of this. And I feel like the last few days I've been getting back into my routine and kind of finding myself again. And I don't know if you've experienced that before, but when you go into like really dark place for a while and you're not really doing very well mentally, when you come out of it at the other end, you always kind of feel like a new person. And I do definitely feel like that right now. I've always loved creating, but I feel like the last few days or weeks, I kind of found my passion again, and now I don't struggle to get up in the morning anymore because I have something to look forward to, and I'm excited for the day because I can use my time to create what I want to create and kind of get into this creative flow. And I feel like I'm finally living up to my potential again, and not even potential in like a career type of way or whatever, but just not being my highest self and not using my power and my knowledge to, you know, grow and become a better person and help other people and spread love and light. And I recently have been thinking about, you know, what my purpose here in life is. And, you know, as you do when you turn 21, you kind of start thinking about, like, what is it that I want to actually accomplish in my life? What are my goals? And the thing is that I always had, like, really, really big goals all my life. And I'm definitely going to do an extra episode just talking about what I want to do in my life and what I want to accomplish and what my goals are. But recently I've realized that I've been kind of holding myself back from the current reality and living in the moment because I was so focused on those goals. And sometimes when you have such big goals, you tend to not really look at what is here in the moment or what could come. And I was really out of my flow, let's just say that, because I was so focused on what I want to do in my future that I was not living in the present at all. And I realized that I was kind of limiting myself in my current life because I was kind of living in the future in a way. And the thing is that I was living in the future, so I was not really doing anything in the current moment to get to those goals. And I realized, oh my god, this is like exactly what I wanted to never do, just sit around and do nothing all day. And I actually thought about getting a regular 9-to-5 job again and living that, like, boring ass life that everybody kind of lives in my surroundings. And I was like, okay, no, I have to stop this, because before I get like another regular job where I feel like I'm absolutely wasting my life and my time, I'm gonna get back into my truest and highest self and work on what I actually want in life. And also work on, like, not limiting myself to one path or one goal. I just want to, you know, be open to anything that comes. And a quote that I've recently kind of been focusing on, and that just came to me someday, and it is, I don't expect anything, but I welcome everything. And that's just kind of something I've been telling myself, and just coming back to that when I'm in a moment where I feel like lost and overwhelmed and not really grounded, I just come back to that and I'm like, okay, like, I expect absolutely nothing, but I'm so grateful for everything that comes into my life. And I just got chills right now. Because that's just so beautiful in itself, because when you don't expect anything, you cannot be disappointed or you cannot be unhappy with the moment, because you're aware that everything that is here right now, right in this moment, is meant for you, and you're gonna make the absolute best out of it, and everything that comes is welcomed. And that's just so beautiful. So yeah, I've been kind of coming back to my true self, and yeah, I'm really, really happy and also grateful for myself that when I am in such a low moment in my life that I can pick myself up or at least try. It definitely took a few months for me to get out of that, and I don't think I'm 100% fully out of that negative energy yet. but I'm definitely on a path that is leading me towards an amazing life. And also, I've realized that living in the future is not gonna get me closer to the future, if that makes any sense. Because if you only live in the future, you're not really focusing on what the steps are right now to get there, you know? And that's something I realized, because ever since I can remember, I was like, I think at 5 years old or something, I was like, I want to be a professional dancer one day. Then it was singer. Then it was musical actor. And that kind of actually stuck with me. And now my goal is to become an actress. And the ultimate goal is to play in a Netflix show before I'm 25. I'm turning 21 now, so... But yeah, those are my goals, and I'm so, so focused on them, like, 24/7, that sometimes I forget to be grateful for what I have right now and the life I am living right now in this moment. But yeah, I'm really glad that I realized that, because I feel like when you realize something, that's the first step to letting that go. And I really do feel like I'm letting that go right now. And right in this moment, I feel so present. I don't know, just right now, no matter if you are in your car driving or just at home or on the bus, like, I don't care. Just look around and appreciate every little thing you see, because that's your reality. There is no other reality than this moment right now. And that's just so beautiful when you're so present. But I think now I'm gonna tell you a little bit about all those goals and stuff I was talking about, and kind of what I'm doing with my life right now, and what my plans are, and what my next step is probably gonna be. I've been really, really stressed out about finding my next step in life. Because I know the big goal, like, I know where I want to go, as I said, but when you're looking so far ahead, sometimes it's hard to see the path right below your feet, and it's hard to see where you should put your next step. And that's kind of something that has been on my mind a lot, because when I felt so lost, I was like, okay, like, I know where I want to go, but right now in this moment, I have no idea what to do to get to that, or I have no idea what the right step for me is right now to get to that goal or to go into that direction. And I was actually planning on completely moving to Australia at the beginning of next year, but then a worldwide pandemic happened, and it's not really possible to do that right now. I mean, if it was possible, like, if the borders opened to Australia, I think I don't want to completely move to the other end of the world and then be in a country where there's complete lockdown and, you know, when I move there alone, I will have to build a life for myself, and I will have to, like, you know, get a job for the first few weeks and go to modeling agencies and meet with acting agents. And the reason why I wanted to go to Australia, well, first of all, I just kind of feel like I belong there, or I can really, really grow into the best version of myself there. And that was just such an intuition type of feeling one day, because I was actually always like, I want to move to California one day, and as soon as I'm 18 or as soon as I'm, like, done with school, I'm gonna move to California. And I always said that, like, my entire life, and definitely gonna do that one day for sure. But one day, I feel like that was a few months ago, like 2 to 3 months ago in summer, I woke up one day and I was like, all right, Brisbane, Australia. That's it. So I wrote that down, Brisbane, Australia, and I made a vision board to it. And then I decided to move to Australia as soon as possible. But yeah, then the worldwide pandemic kind of stopped me from doing that, or kind of gave me a sign that I am not ready for that yet, or that that is not supposed to be my very next step, but rather like a step that I'm definitely gonna take like pretty soon actually, but I'm not quite ready for that yet. So yeah, then it was like, all right, I'm feeling lost again. Because I had that like next step was moving to Australia, and I had that in my mind. I was so focused on that, and didn't really allow anything to come forward, and not really listening to what maybe the signs were or what I was actually supposed to be doing right now. And I feel like 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, I decided to let that go completely for the moment being. I was starting to look into myself and listen to my gut feeling and my intuition and just my heart, what I was craving right now and what I need right now in this moment to grow and to become a better version of myself, and to then maybe be ready to move to Australia. I'm definitely going to do that, but there's no stress, you know. I have my entire life before me, and I don't really feel that anxious stress anymore. I mean, I definitely do to some extent, but I feel like kind of being a little stressed is good sometimes, like not in a negative way, but just being like, all right, this is what I'm gonna do, and I'm gonna get there, and I need to do this and this and that to get there. But in a way that's like natural, and that just flows with your intuition and your heart. So the next step is probably gonna be selling all my stuff, moving out of my apartment, and moving into a van full time. And that has literally been on my mind and a dream of mine for probably 2 to 3 years. I think I started watching those van life videos like when I was still in school, and I was always so fascinated by that lifestyle. And yeah, I think I've always had that kind of in the back of my mind and never really allowed it to come forward, just because I felt like, okay, it's not gonna get me any closer to my goals and my career and, you know, becoming an actress. What is van life gonna do in that journey, you know? And I was not really allowing that dream to come forward, just because I was like, okay, I have to hustle, I have to get to my goals, and that is just gonna distract me, and I'm just gonna be wasting time with that. So I never really allowed it to actually arise and be a genuine, like, option for me. In the past week or so, or few weeks actually, I've been playing with that thought a lot, and I actually have a very good friend of mine that is selling his van, or like his family is selling the van, and it's converted already, so I wouldn't have to do all the like really really hard building work. I would just have to kind of, you know, upgrade it or just make it my own. But the general like things that you have to build when you convert a van into a, you know, tiny home on wheels essentially, that's already like in there. Like, they have water, it's heated, and I would just have to, you know, customize it a little bit. And Yeah, either I'm gonna buy their van or buy another van, but the plan as of right now is to move out of the apartment I am in right now as soon as possible. Because I've been feeling really, really trapped in here for some reason, but I don't know. That's something I'm gonna maybe talk about in one episode. Feeling trapped even though you're free. Yeah. So moving out of my apartment as soon as possible, then living with one of my parents, either my dad or my mom, probably my mom because my dad doesn't want me to move in with him. But that's also for another episode. Then live with them for like a few months just to save up some money. And right now it's the 1st of December. So yeah, it's cold as hell in Austria right now, and living in a vehicle is not really possible when it's freezing outside. So, yeah, then we're gonna move in with them for a few months, waiting for the weather to get warmer and, working on the van and saving some money for sure. And then as soon as it gets a little bit warmer, I'm gonna be completely moving into the van, and yeah, that's kind of my plan. And it feels really, really good. It feels right. But also, something that I told myself is that I'm not gonna be so fixated on that and so like stressed out about it in some way. Like, this is the one thing I'm gonna do right now, and nothing else is possible. Like, that's kind of been my underlying mindset for the last few years, and I just wanna let go of that right now. So van life is definitely the plan right now, but if something else arises until that point, I'm definitely gonna be open to anything. So, yeah, that's kind of my plan right now. I'm really excited to sell all my stuff, sell my car, because I'm so fortunate that I do have a car and I love my car, but I don't love my car itself. And like the materialistic thing about it, but I love the freedom it gives me. So, man, I'm really excited to sell my car and get the van and sell all my belongings. Like, I'm looking around in my apartment right now and I have so much stuff that I do not need. And I feel like everybody has that, and that's totally fine, but I'm just so excited to get rid of most of it and just be really, really mindful of what I have and just have the things that I actually need. I'm actually really excited because I'm planning on making a list today of all the things I actually need in my life, and kind of keeping that list as small as possible is making me really, really happy. But yeah, so as I said, now I'm kind of back to my true self, and I feel like I have the energy again to create and to make art because I love creating. Like, no matter if it's music or writing or drawing, painting, making videos, I love that too. Or this podcast right now, I feel like I'm at a place right now where I can do that again, and where it just comes to me, and where I can get into that creative flow of things. And so, yeah, I'm really happy that I started this podcast, and I think I'm gonna just tell you a little bit more about what I have planned for the podcast and what I want to speak about each episode. Basically, well, first of all, I just want to kind of document my journey because I'm at a really cool beginning of a really cool journey right now. I really do feel like this is a start of something new. It feels so right to be here with you. I'm just kidding. But yeah, I just want to kind of document my life and my journey that I'm going on right now with van life or moving across the world and becoming an actress and yeah, just living my truth. And I really want to document that. And I'm also definitely going to do that on my YouTube channel. I'm going to link that in the show notes. I think that's what that's called. But in this podcast, I definitely want to focus on being guided by your intuition and your heart and just finding your own light in yourself, because I believe absolutely every person, every human on this planet has something in themselves that they can inspire other people with and make the world a better place, essentially. And I think that if everybody, like if every person on this planet really listened to their intuition and was guided by their own light and kind of being true to themselves and not fitting into like any social norms or whatever, the world would be so beautiful. Like if everybody lived up to their fullest potential and used the gifts that were given to them, because I believe that absolutely everybody has that. Like everybody has something special about them and something that can make the world a better place, honestly. Even if you feel like, oh my god, I have no talents or whatever, like you do have that one thing in you that nobody has. And I definitely think that if everybody really listened to what their heart was telling them and really being true to that, the world would be amazing. And that's kind of the big goal of this podcast. just is inspiring other people to, you know, go on that path and not be held back by fear or anyone telling you that it's stupid or that you're so naive to think that that's actually gonna work or that it's too risky or whatever. And just to do whatever the fuck you feel like and listening to your inner voice and your inner guidance, because we all have that. We just have to find it and we just have to be really quiet to hear it sometimes. And I definitely believe that the universe is giving absolutely everybody the right signs to, you know, guide them, but you just have to listen to it. And if you decide to not listen to it, then most of the time people get depressed and sad. And yeah, I definitely did not listen to my intuition for a long, long time. But yeah, that kind of made me look at everything differently. And I'm really, really grateful for that 1 year that I lived that regular 9-to-5 life, because now I know what it feels like. And that has taught me so, so, so much. And that has brought me back to my intuition and to feeling like I want to live up to my fullest potential. So yeah, I'm rambling right now, I just realized. But yeah, that's kind of the basic goal with this podcast, is just to inspire other people to live their truest self and go on the paths that maybe scare them or that seem risky or, you know, just unrealistic. No goal is too big, and that you can literally do absolutely anything you set your mind to, because where you look at and where you focus your energy on, that's what's gonna come true. And I definitely want to make an episode talking about like the law of attraction and that kind of stuff, because I definitely do believe in that. And I want to tell some stories where that just really came true and really just showed itself and was like, hey, I'm true, like believe in me, I'm here. And yeah, I've definitely been focusing on that. So just, you know, focusing my energy on what I want to make real for myself and what I want to bring into reality. So yeah, I feel like we're coming to the end of this episode, and I definitely hope I made you interested in listening to my future episodes. And if you are interested, it would mean so much to me if you followed this and maybe liked this episode. Stay tuned to what's to come, because I'm about to go on an amazing journey in my life, and I'm looking so forward to inspiring as many people as I can by doing so, by going on that path that I'm supposed to be on. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed this. I'm gonna put my Instagram and my YouTube channel in the show notes, so definitely check that out. And I'm looking so forward to you coming back to this and kind of making this a regular thing. And I'm definitely also gonna bring some guests on in future episodes. I do have some guests planned already. I have so many amazing, inspiring people in my life right now, and I definitely want to share that, so that's also something you can look forward to. But yeah, I think that's about it. Thank you so much again for being here and taking the time to listen to this. I'm so happy right now. And yeah, I'm gonna see you in my next episode. Thank you so much. See you next time.